CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. President Hu Jintao has extended congratulations to the People's Liberation Army Academy of Military Medical Sciences on its 60th anniversary. In a written statement to the Academy, Hu Jintao said all the scientists, officers, and soldiers have been working hard and steadfast and made remarkable contributions to military medical sciences and public health in the past 60 years. He urged the staff of the Academy to bear in mind their mission, break new ground, and make new contributions. Premier Wen Jiabao has urged all nations to further open their markets and reject rising protectionism in the fight against current financial crisis. Wen Jiabao made the remarks while addressing the opening ceremony of the 110th session of China Import and Export Fair, or known as the Canton Fair, in the southern city of Guangzhou. The premier also said China will deepen opening up after it entered the WTO a decade ago so as to bring benefits to its people and the world. Vice Premier Li Keqiang says politicizing economic and trade issues can only harm Sino-U.S. economic and trade ties instead of resolving the economic and employment problems of the United States. Li Keqiang made the remarks in a meeting with visiting former U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice while touching on the U.S. Senate's passing of the Currency Exchange Rate Oversight Reform Act. The bill, passed on Tuesday, is specifically directed at China's currency, which the United States claims is undervalued to make Chinese exports to the United States cheaper. The U.S. Treasury Department says it will delay the publication of its semi-annual currency report to Congress. This could give the Treasury a chance to assess progress following several international meetings in the coming months, including the G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors Meeting, the G20 Leaders Summit, the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Finance Ministers Meeting, and APEC Leaders Meeting. Family members of the Chinese sailors killed or missing in the attack on two cargo ships on the Mekong River last week have returned to China from Thailand. The 29 relatives of the 13 sailors, 12 were killed and another remains missing, arrived in southwest Yunnan province last night. They were in Chan Sain district of northern Chiang Rai province to mourn the victims and conduct DNA tests to verify the identities of the bodies. This is CRI News. China and Russia will hold their sixth round of strategic security talks next week. Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Weimin says Russian Security Council Secretary Nikolai Patrushev will visit China from October 19th to 22nd, during which Patrushev will hold talks with State Councilor Dai Bingguo. Russia's Transnet company says it has resumed sending oil supplies to China after an earthquake in the Far East caused a suspension of delivery. The pipeline was closed for several hours for inspection following the quake, which measured 5.9 on the Richter scale, hit the Amur region in the Far East. The shutdown was the first time that the 1,000-kilometer ISPO pipeline had been stopped since its launch on January 1st. China's inflation continued to ease from a 37-month high for a second month in September, according to the National Bureau of Statistics. The country's Consumer Price Index, a main gauge of inflation, climbed 6.1% year-on-year in September from 6.2% in August. China's CPI hit a 37-month high of 6.5% in July, extending far beyond the Chinese government's full-year target of 4% for 2011. Economists say the September CPI is still high, but stubborn domestic inflation is expected to continue to ease in the coming months as a slowdown in the global economy weighs down demand. China's state-owned assets regulator has reiterated measures ordering centrally administered state-owned enterprises, or SOEs, to declare their assets overseas in a bid to stop corruption and loss-prone loopholes. The State-Owned Asset Supervision and Administration Commission says all of the 117 centrally administered SOEs must submit a report concerning their management arrangement, branches and staff of assets overseas before the end of the year. It says state assets overseas must be regulated and their management must be optimized to protect their safety. Overseas assets of the centrally administered SOEs totaled 4 trillion yuan in 2009. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.